suppose we should start then, should we?
Yeah. Here we go.
Here we go. So, welcome everyone to Practically Superheroes, episode number 4.
Wow, 4. We're like...
In a year.
We're nearly in double figures. No, not quite.
Not quite.
The glass was half full there. Yes,
it
definitely.
Was. But yeah. My cup is... Well, no, my cup's kind of half full.
Yeah. But well, yeah, it is.
We've got these...
glamorous teacup, but it's not got tea in it.
No.
No.
It's midday on a Tuesday, so what better time to have a teacup of wine?
Yes. We've took a picture of ourselves, so you can see one of our, the word of the year, selfie.
That's it. That's it.
With our teacups.
Yep. So we're sorry that it's been quite a long time since our last episode.
Yes, apologies for that.
Quite a lot's happened that we don't really need to go into. But it's been, yeah, it's been busy old time.
Yep, we've been very busy. Saving the world.
Yeah.
We obviously haven't quite managed it. There's quite a few things around at the moment that need our attention, it would seem. So we'll give it a go.
We're well on our way. Yeah. We're well on our way. Let's face it. So let's crack on with some news, shall we? Now, today's news source is the paper that just keeps on giving. It's the Metro.
Yeah, it's a gift to us all. A free gift as well.
A free gift.
It's a double gift.
Exactly. So thank you, the Metro, for providing us with our entertainment for today. The first article I have for you, Abby. Man who stole £3,000... A £3,000 gold nugget offers to pay for it to avoid himself getting nicked. Right?
What was the point?
Okay. So perhaps it was an attack of conscience. Perhaps it was the fact that police had had evidence linking him to the theft. Perhaps he should have just paid for the damn thing in the first place. A man who became the prime suspect in the thief of a gold nugget from a jeweller's in Alaska has contacted the store and left his credit card details.
Aww. Bless him.
The former resident of Alaska's capital, who returned to the city for a fishing festival, only fessed up to his five-finger discount after his photo was published by police through a Crime Stoppers-style program.
No! Would it not be better to just give the gold nugget back and then have the £3,000?
Yeah, yeah. Would you not just say, okay, yeah, I'll hand it in?
It's going to be a bit more tricky next time he goes to Tesco's and tries to pay with his gold nugget.
Well, when the store's CCTV footage was reviewed, a man in his 60s could be seen taking the nugget from a display case. He appeared to be trying to get the shop assistant's attention, but then put the nugget in his pocket and walked out.
Now, I don't know about you, Steve, but like on the odd occasion when I have been into a jeweller's, I've never seen a gold nugget.
Me neither.
No. I've seen some earrings, some dodgy looking earrings, and some, you know, watches, rings, necklaces, sometimes a china ornament, which is an unusual find in a jeweller's.
Yeah.
But never, never a gold nugget.
And it's not generally the rule of thumb that if you can't get the shopkeeper's attention, just put it in your pocket anyway, yeah, and walk out.
Oh, that's his defence, is it? Well, I was waiting, but they weren't giving me any attention, so it's mine.
When stills from the CCTV were published, people contacted police with information, and presumably somebody contacted the thief as well, because he called the store and left his credit card number.
Aww.
That's sweet of him, isn't it? But like you say, what are you going to buy with a gold nugget?
No, I don't know. Why would you take that? Surely, yeah, you'd be like, I'll have that diamond ring.
Exactly.
I'll pawn that. I'll go down cash converters later and I'll get myself £100 for that.
That's it.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. So thank you, Metro, for giving that story. I haven't pre-screened this one, so I don't quite know what it's about, but the headline just drew me in straight away.
Uh-oh.
Man in penguin suit stole beer.
Oh,
because if you're going to steal beer,
yeah,
do it in a penguin suit.
It's logical.
Absolutely.
Penguins, beer. No, it's not logical at all. What's that? Penguins? Maybe it was ice beer. Isn't there a beer called Ice? Budweiser Ice. Maybe it was that.
Maybe.
Yeah.
That would sort of have some kind of logical explanation for it.
Weirdly, there is two tiger suits sitting just behind you, Steve. So I'm wondering, you know, you could pop one on if you want.
And you record
it. Nip round to the off license.
Quick, yeah. Pick up another bottle of wine.
Yeah.
Yeah. try and get the shopkeeper's attention. They don't look at me.
No,
shove it in
my
tiger pocket and walk out.
Tiger pocket. Excellent.
So this article begins.
Oh, how unprofessional. Steve.
That's going on silent.
What's that? What's that about?
It's a phone call.
Hot date?
I wish. So this article begins, "Beware the penguins." Police in the UK are looking to put a petty thief on ice.
Great.
Good old
Great
Metro.
Great headlines.
Oh, no, this is the Huffington Post, of course.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
We've changed news sources. Police in the UK are looking to put a petty thief on ice after he allegedly walked out of a Durham convenience store Monday evening with 10 cans of beer. He was dressed in a penguin onesie. I like the fact that penguin onesie is highlighted as a link. So if you want to go and get one...
They've given you a link to purchase your own. They're encouraging theft, aren't they?
They basically are. I wonder where that goes to. Primark? His photo was captured on security video and shared with local media and is described as a white male in his 20s.
Mm-hmm.
That narrows it down. Mm. Police said the perp was quite conspicuous and asked witnesses to come forward. No word on whether the police have got their bird yet, but if they do, it'll be March of the Penguin to the police station for questioning. Oh, dear.
Ah, genius. That reminds me, actually, a story that I saw about a woman who gave birth in the hospital car park down the leg of a onesie.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No way.
I mean, that is something that would only happen, like, 10 years ago. That would never have happened, would it?
No.
Imagine that.
Oh, my God. What kind of onesie?
Oh, it didn't specify. We'll have to Google it. We'll have to look that up for next week.
That's
brilliant.
Oh, my God. Okay. Back onto the Metro. Woman catches public transport to her wedding.
Oh, I saw the pictures of this.
You saw the pictures?
Yeah.
So, before bride-to-be, Leanne Cole got to walk down the aisle. She first had to walk down the aisle of the Mersey Rail train to get to her wedding.
This is brilliant.
The budget-conscious 34-year-old decided against the usual stretch limo or horse-drawn carriage, preferring instead the 1050 from Fazakerley.
Yeah.
There you go. Dressed in a wedding gown with her hair and makeup just so, Leanne walked from her mum's house down to the station and waited for the train like it was any other day.
Oh,
with
this would
commuters.
Only happen in Merseyside.
Yeah.
Because what I love about it is that they did the train up like... like they had those funny like covers that they put on chairs at weddings, like with the little ribbons around the back, all white. And
but it also looks like it's the thin kind of cover that you put on when you get your car serviced.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. Oh, but you know, if that was in London, though, like they'd be asking you for your ticket and like evicting you from the train. But in Merseyside. They've decked the train out for them. Isn't that lovely? That's nice, I think.
So they decorated the middle carriage of the train.
Oh.
Bearing in mind, in the picture, there's only three of them. and the stations at, what is it? Fazakerley. And Central in Liverpool, in the same colours as Leanne's flowers, adding the message, "All the best to Leanne and Andrew on your wedding day."
Oh.
On the train and on the platform information boards. They even splashed out on champagne for Leanne and her bridesmaids.
Ooh. Well, you definitely wouldn't get that or on a London train.
On the Central line.
No, definitely not.
We didn't want to pay for a flashy car when we've got a perfectly good service on our doorstep.
Oh. Well, lucky them.
There you go. Couldn't she have just got a lift?
You would have thought someone would have come forward, don't you, and said, "It's all right, Leanne, we'll give you a lift.
I won't charge you petrol."
Yeah, we'll give you a lift. We'll stick a ribbon on the front. Off we go.
Do you know what I mean? And how much could a taxi have really cost?
They had to buy a train ticket. Yeah.
Presumably husband, Andrew, 29, got to the wedding venue via a more conventional method, but it had better not have been costly, otherwise there'll be hell to pay.
Yes.
Well. He probably pedal bike or something. Yeah. Probably chose pedal
bike.
Oh,
he was probably in like a luxury Jaguar or something. That's where all the money had gone.
And she got the train. She does not look that happy, if I'm honest, in this picture.
Oh.
She does look like, I'm getting the train to my wedding.
Yeah, she looks a little bit gritted teeth, doesn't she? The bridesmaids look quite
happy. They look quite happy, yeah. They don't mind so much. Mm. Anyway, that's... how did you get to your wedding?
I... Bus? Yeah, no. I went in a Mini that was lent to us.
Really?
A little convertible Mini.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah, and Adam's uncle drove it. And, he wore a little outfit like Parker from Thunderbirds. It was pretty good, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was really good. I mean, thankfully, I didn't have an enormous dress because I don't know if you've ever sat in the back of a Mini. There, it's quite small back in the back
of
a Mini.
Not a lot of room.
Not a lot of room, no, in the new Minis. So, it was very good.
Mm. Nice, nice.
Thankfully, it didn't rain.
Yeah.
Yeah, the convertible.
Not a day like
with
today.
The roof up, it would have been even harder, I think, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, we borrowed it from a friend of a friend, so.
Oh, nice. Mm. See, that's it.
Mm.
That's it. You've got to use your connections.
Yeah. Otherwise, I'd have been on the tube, Piccadilly line,
with your oyster.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's all the news I've got. I've got one kind of news story.
Oh yeah.
That we may well include.
Kind of news.
It's again from the Metro. 8 ways British people do summer weddings all wrong. It's not a good day today for
Here
a summer wedding.
No.
Summer weddings always seem like a good idea. In your mind, the weather will be beautiful, the guests will behave themselves, and the photos will look glorious. Mm. The thing is, you're British.
Yes.
Things will never go to plan. Here's why you're doing it wrong. Even if your stiff upper lip means it doesn't matter.
Oh, this
anyway.
Is good, because it is wedding season, isn't it? Have you been to any weddings
recently? Haven't. My mate's getting married in October,
Oh,
though.
Yeah.
So...
That's right. Stag do in Vegas.
And stag do in Vegas in September.
Ooh. Is the wedding in the UK, though?
Yes.
See, not so much pressure in October, is there?
No, that's right. Yeah. Should.
You
don't expect it to be particularly...
Yeah. I got married in November, so, yeah, similar thing. Not. So... I did go to a wedding last week, actually.
Did you?
And it was a fantastic wedding. Congratulations, Janann and Pete.
Aww.
Two of our fans.
Yes.
Superhero fans, yeah. But their wedding was all indoors, so actually it didn't matter about the weather.
That's the sensible thing to do.
They did it very sensibly, yeah.
So here's the top 8 ways from the Metro. Number 1, you've booked a marquee.
Oh dear.
Mm. You forget by booking a marquee, that means it'll be the day of a freak hurricane, prompting the marquee to make a break for it before lunch. Now,
aww.
I did a World War I/II show in July.
Yeah.
And it was when we had that storm, like the freak storm. And we were in a marquee in the middle of a field singing and doing the show. And the marquee was shaking and there was lightning outside.
Oh, my God.
It was like you could see like the clouds like... It was pretty crazy. So, Marquee's not the best place to be.
Mm.
Number 2, you chose a beach wedding. As long as your guests are prepared to get sand in their shoes, and you've prepared to have seaweed for a bridal bouquet.
Is this a UK wedding on the beach?
Yeah.
That is brave, I think. Yeah.
That's it. So, I mean, that's, not in this country, surely.
No.
Number 3, summer flowers. It's the season for the best blooms and you want all of them everywhere. Didn't your groom tell you that the best man has the worst kind of hay fever?
Oh, dear.
Oh, yes. He's allergic to anything with a petal and no one can hear a word of the speech for sneezing. So that's true. It's been you're always going to have someone that's going to have
hay fever.
It's
been a terrible year for hay fever sufferers.
It has.
Mm.
Number 4, you're making your guests walk on grass. This just says heels plus grass equals oh hell no.
Yeah.
Do you vouch for that?
I can vouch for that. I recently did a singing gig actually in heels and it was outside in a garden.
Oh,
and
no.
Yeah, our dance moves were not up to scratch because we were sinking in. Yeah, there was some tripping. It was very glamorous.
Wouldn't
yeah,
you'd be sinking. Let's just say backwards, like your heels would
yeah,
be sinking.
It was really. I mean, it's not like I'm not short enough to begin with. Then, you know, I was disguising the fact by wearing the highest heels to try and even us out. And yeah, let's just say it was not good.
Mm. Oh dear.
And they weren't even, they were a dance heel, a sturdy heel.
Oh, no.
Yeah, they weren't even like a wedding
stiletto.
Heel. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I'm still picking the mud, dried mud. Yeah.
So there you go. Yeah, that's a word yeah. for any summer weddings yeah. in Britain. No grass. Number five, you're having the wedding breakfast outside. Are you sure? Chocolate melting in the sun,
oh.
napkins blowing away in the breeze, and those carefully selected cheeses are going to last 20 minutes tops.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't think I've ever had a wedding breakfast outside.
No, I don't think I have, actually. I don't think, no. Oh, actually, I'm saying that. Our wedding
was
food was outside in November, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, we had a hog roast. Yeah.
Did you?
So,
oh, wow.
Yeah, it was bonfire night. So, you know, people, you eat your sausage in a bun and your burger in a bun outside on bonfire night, don't
yeah.
you? So, yeah, we had a hog roast.
Oh, that works.
Yeah.
Your wedding sounds amazing.
Yeah, it was brilliant.
Number six, you're getting the photos taken in the garden. Did you remind everyone to bring their sunglasses? Standing for ages, staring into the sun while the photographer plays around? Yes, your eyes will hurt from squinting into the sun.
Yeah.
And yes, younger guests may end up grass stained after deciding roll down.
Classic, yeah.
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 Yep.
Or maybe the bride.
Maybe.
She gets bored. I'm a terrible squinter, actually. I don't know about you, Steve.
Oh, me too.
You've got colouring like I have, yeah. Blue eyes. Blue eyes apparently is the worst for squinting because it lets the light colour of your eyes lets more
Does
light.
It?
Yeah, so I can't have a photo taken outside.
No.
You can't see my eyes at all. Yeah,
yeah.
It's just literally a squint. Yeah, not a squinch.
Not a squinch.
No, but
no.
A squint.
Which we've in our last episode.
I did try and do a squinch recently. Actually, I didn't pull it off.
Did you not?
To be said, no.
I tried to teach my sister how to
weird.
Squinch.
Yeah.
We got it. We sort of got it.
We did quite well, yeah.
It was like a... I'm trying
it's
to
like
do it now.
One, yeah,
it's
no.
It's like a...
Yeah.
Don't you look up?
I did try and pull one out recently, but no, it was... It didn't go well.
Okay, nearly there. Number seven. You want drinks on the terrace as the sun goes down.
That sounds nice.
You're just going to have to accept this as a fact. You will get covered in bites and it will itch.
Oh, that I think that's a bit harsh.
A little bit. I think
the metro. That is a bit harsh.
That is a bit harsh.
I mean, if you're on the shores of Loch Lomond, then you probably are, going to get bitten to death. Yeah.
Yeah.
But that you're more likely to get bitten to death if you're abroad and you have your wedding abroad. So
that's true. That's true. I was thinking more that it was just going to be very cold at that point.
Because you think, it's nice, but oh, it's an half turn cold, doesn't
it? Half turn
when that sun goes in, though.
Are you following Very British Problems on Twitter?
No.
They are fantastic.
I should be, obviously.
Oh, so I recommend that to anyone. Molly recommended that one to me.
That's good.
And they're really good. There one the other day that just said, in quotations, the weather just can't make its mind up today.
Oh.
I was like, that's so true.
I've seen people retweeting them, actually. Yeah, I'm going to follow that now. That sounds good.
Last one, number eight. You realise getting it slightly wrong is part of the fun of being British. So are you doing your British summer wedding wrong? Yes. Does it matter? Not in the slightest, old chap.
Yes.
Oh, Metro, bring it round.
Yeah, you've brought it back from the brink there.
You did. I feel like we should do an Urban Dictionary Word of the Week.
Oh, yes.
Because we usually try and squeeze one of those in.
Word of the Week.
This is two words. Mm. This is two words. And it's called mum look.
Mum look.
The look you get when your boyfriend / girlfriend introduces you to their mum and you see the look of disapproval in their eyes.
Oh.
I think I've had that look before.
Oh.
Okay.
I think my mum's too nice. I don't think she's... she's good at hiding it, maybe.
Okay. I've never heard of this one before. A BRBX.
BRBX. No, I don't know.
So, you know, be right back. BRB.
Oh, no, I didn't. I'm not down with the kids enough. BRB.
BRB is be right back.
Brr.
Brr. But it with an X at the end. This is where the intelligence comes in with the shortening of the words. Mm. The X stands for the amount of time, preferably in minutes.
10.
So BRB5 is be right back in 5 minutes.
Yeah. BRBX, is BRBX. That be back in 10?
Well, do you know what? That would be clever. But I think the X is like the N number. Do you know what I mean? So it's like BRB whatever. The X stands for the number.
Oh, right.
But BRBX would be awesome.
Sorry, I'm too intellectual. That's, I thought
you're too clever for this.
Yes. It's not often that people say this. Yeah, it's not often. But I feel like I am too intellectual for this BRB nonsense.
BRBX.
BRBX. Mm.
This is another one. Hashtag abuser.
Ah.
When you overuse the hashtag symbol, especially on non-Twitter, Instagram apps.
Hashtag yes.
Hashtag all the time.
Hashtag retweet.
Hashtag true.
Yeah, because I've seen that on Instagram a lot, and I'm wondering if people have it. I assume that they had it linked to their Twitter account, so I was forgiving them for the hashtags because I thought, oh, maybe they've got it like set up so it does instantaneously like tweets it and Instagrams and Facebooks it.
Yeah,
but I'm wrong.
I've been accused, rightly so, of using a hashtag in a text. But only for the pure fact of...
You've changed.
No, I think I'm hilarious. This is the final one. Dictimized. No, sorry, dick...
You can't even say it.
I can't even say it. Dickmatized.
Dickmatized.
When a person ignores the fact that the man they are dating is an asshole / abusive / worthless because they want to be in a relationship or just want the sex is the converse of the term pussy whipped.
Oh!
Dickmatized.
As in hypnotized but by a dick.
Yeah.
Dickmatized. Wow. I was imagining all sorts of things and it wasn't that.
It wasn't. That's too good. Okay. There we go. That's our Urban Dictionary words of the week this week.
Brilliant.
Oh, fantastic. Okay. So let's move on to, well, this is like a double segment this week because we usually have our complete ignoramus of the week.
Oh, yeah.
Previous winners, I think, have
insert, been. Insert soundbite here.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good idea. I'll do that. Because I can't remember them.
Complete ignoramus! Something like that.
One day we should get Seamus on the show just to do that.
Yeah.
He could join in just to
definitely.
Say it.
Can you just say...
I don't think he understands.
She's a complete ignoramus!
Or Jonas. Jonas does the best impression, doesn't he?
Yeah.
There was a bit... Oh, this is nothing to do with the show, so I won't carry on with that story. But
tell me in a minute.
I'll tell you in a minute. Yeah. This is our complete ignoramus. Megan Fox. Oh, Megan, you are too clever for us. So this is a double up because we usually do segments called Paranormal Poppycock.
Oh, yeah. We've got a lovely soundbite for that as well.
We have.
You'll have to merge them together. Bit of DJ mixing.
Yeah. Cut and paste.
Yeah.
So Megan Fox, this is from the Huffington Post. Megan Fox defends her belief in all things paranormal.
Right, okay.
Megan Fox defended her belief in paranormal phenomena in an MTV News interview the other day. She's promoting her Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie, apparently.
I'm sorry. There's a Teenage Mutant Ninja Heroes Turtles.
They've rebooted it. I know. And it looks awful.
In what world is that necessary?
I don't know.
I just cannot believe that this is happening.
Yeah, yeah. CGI as well.
Seriously?
They're all CGI.
But, like, nobody knows who the Teenage Mutant Ninja Heroes are anymore.
No.
I even missed out the word turtle there.
You did.
Oh, dear. The rosé in the teacup
is working.
Oh, man.
I know.
Strictly like a 90s phenomenon.
I know.
Like,
that was a great film. I used to love those.
Slipped off the face of the earth, like, quite soon after.
Was it?
It was such a massive phenomenon at the time.
It was. Was it
Leonardo, Michelangelo.
That's it. Yeah. Donatello, Raphael. Yeah.
Splinter was the rat, wasn't he? The master.
Was it? They were dancing on the stage with. Oh, was it Ice Cube? No, it wasn't Ice Cube. What was it? Vanilla Ice.
Yeah.
Ice Cube.
Ice
the other famous 90s rapper. Not so successful.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ice Cube.
Yeah.
Vanilla Ice.
I'd love it if it was literally Ice Cube and Ice Tea. We're like, yeah.
That should be our names, rapper names. Yeah, there was in the Vanilla Ice, they did the turtle rap. God. It was just the most. It was the most.
God, it was everywhere. It was so popular.
Terrible, but brilliant at the same time.
So bad, it's good.
Yes. So anyway, Megan Fox, she's in this new film. In the interview, MTV's Josh Horowitz points out that, like her character in the movie, Fox also believes in the paranormal. Fox, knowing where this is headed, gets a kind of, okay, let's get this over with. They begin talking about Bigfoot. And Fox points out that science is making new discoveries all the time. She says she doesn't think it is too strange we have not found them yet, because it is intelligent enough not to be found.
Well, that's proof.
So Bigfoot doesn't want to be found. And
he just doesn't want it. That's the only reason why we haven't found him.
And he's intelligent enough.
He just not doesn't to be want found. To be found.
Horowitz then asks her if she believed in UFOs. Fox replied, yes, 1,000%.
What's, like, I don't know. Like, I know that people believe in ghosts and stuff. And there's there's a reason behind that. It's like, we want to think that there's something for us after death. Or we want to think that our beloved people that we've lost are still around. But Bigfoot, you know, what would be the reason for wanting to believe in Bigfoot?
There's been no proof.
That's because he doesn't want to be found.
It's because he's intelligent enough.
Yes. You're just not intelligent enough.
Yep. He asked her if she believes in UFOs. She said, yes, 1,000%. And she asked rhetorically, how can you not believe? If they are more advanced species, why would we be able to find them if they don't want to be found? Again, she just, everything is just not.
She's got an answer for everything, Megan, hasn't she?
Horowitz argued, it just seems like a convenient excuse, that's all I'm saying. To which Fox responded, but until we find things, they had been previous unfound, yet they still exist. He continued to ask her about the paranormal, and she said she believed in all of it. All of it, everything. She even went on to describe a ghostly encounter she had in Mexico. She didn't actually see a ghost, but someone, or something, i.e. a ghost, poured her a cup of coffee... poured her a cup of coffee when she was out of the room in a hotel in Mexico City.
That's very generous.
No one else was there. So she doesn't think it was a human, at least not one in physical form.
Oh, not the waiter. Then,
the famous ghostly coffee pourer.
You know, if you're going to have a ghost, that is pretty, that's good.
That's like, quite handy.
Yeah, I'd like one to make me a brew. If I had a ghost... Actually, in this very room the other day, our kettle switched on. We were all in here and it just switched on.
Seriously? Yeah.
And we were just like, that is brilliant.
So like, you've got one?
If you're going to have a ghost...
You've got a ghost
let's
maid.
Let's have a useful one. A ghost maid. Brilliant. Yeah, anyone else got any ghost maids?
Yeah. Like, tell us your stories.
Tweet us. Email us at patrickysuperheroes@gmail.com.
I think you're right. I think that's it. Yeah.
Or Piss Heroes.
Piss Heroes.
On Twitter.
That's it. So what has your ghost done for you? You tell us. I think that's the end of that story. I don't think I can continue.
She is the complete ignoramus.
Of the week.
Yes.
Okay, well, I don't have any more articles. That's all my tabs done.
What is your superpower of the week?
Oh, well remembered.
Yeah.
It's a good segment.
Well, the whole point of this podcast, and we nearly forgot.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
So mine is a very practical British superpower.
Mm, good.
Because yesterday, these particular last couple of days have been ridiculous for rain. It's just been relentless.
Yeah.
And I was in the unfortunate position of being caught yesterday without an umbrella or a coat.
Dangerous.
Yes.
In the UK.
Oh, yes.
Ever to leave the house without at least one of those items.
If it wasn't for South Kensington Subway taking me most of the way to the Royal Albert Hall.
Oh, yeah, it's good. Subway is brilliant.
Yeah, I would have been stuffed.
Yeah.
So my superpower of the week would be to completely, like, either repel the rain. Or to be able to summon an umbrella.
Oh.
Whenever is needed. Because I leave umbrellas everywhere.
Yeah.
I've bought probably 4 or 5 and left them in various spots around London.
That's a boy thing.
Yeah.
Adam does that a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. That is a genius. That is absolutely genius. Ladies would love that, though, because moisture on hair, very bad.
It's a no-no.
Very bad for his problems. Yeah. I recently purchased a wax jacket this year.
Did you?
Yes, I did. And when I purchased it, I was in Buxton. You know, it always rains in Buxton.
Always.
And I was a little bit like, oh, I don't think I should have bought this. It was a whim. It's raining. It's Buxton. I'm never going to wear it. And you know what? I wear it all the time.
Do you?
Just in case. And it is brilliant because I don't even need an umbrella. I just pop up the hood and go. Yeah, I haven't had a frizzy hair problem since I've been using the wax jacket.
Doing them a lot of business there, yeah.
Fashion forward.
That's it.
That's what I like to believe anyway. Yes.
So what's your superpower?
My superpower of the week is I would like to be able to talk to the animals. Now, this is because Mr. Sizzle this week, you know, he's been getting quite uptight about several things.
Has he?
And for the life of me, I'm like, what the hell is wrong with you? He's quite a talkative, is Mr. Sizzle.
As we found out in our previous episodes.
He's a good talker. He likes to sing. I'd like to know what he's talking about. Now, the other day, I gave him some new dog food and there was a piece of plastic in the tin. Shocking.
No way.
It was tiny. And I thought, great, I'm going to write to the people. And obviously, I still fed it to him.
Obviously.
Yeah.
You're not cruel.
And he was absolutely thrilled with this food. I mean, he was literally doing like laps, like, of the dining room because he was so excited
what
by
was
the
in
smell
it?
Of it.
Oh, okay.
It was called Fishy Fish Pie with Peas. Delicious. And anyway, so he received a parcel from said company to apologise with, and he was so excited about the receiving this parcel that he like tore it open himself, and he was literally like the way that I just thought I would like to know what he's actually saying. And also, there were several occasions. There was a shed being put up in our garden this week, and I'm reliably informed that Mr. Sizzle barked throughout a lot of the building of the shed process. What goes on in his mind? I ask myself.
Why?
I would like to know what he's thinking.
That would be good.
And then I thought, do you know what? It's not just Mr. Sizzle. I want to know what all animals are thinking. I want to talk to the animals.
That's it.
Dr. Doolittle.
Yeah.
In fact, we should have that. We're going to have a talking animals section, aren't we? We've decided.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, we are.
We'll do that next time. Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll have that. We've got some special. I'll get Mr. Sizzle to do some talking.
That's it.
And then you can write in and tell us what you think he's saying.
We'll translate.
Power hasn't, you know, come forward by then, I'll.
We should try and guess what. Yeah.
Yeah.
Guess what they're saying.
We'll do some guess what the animal's saying. That's new for the next podcast.
That's it. Coming up.
Yeah. Tune in.
So, what's your superpower of the week? Let us know.
Yes. Let us know. You can tweet us at PS Heroes.
The zeros.
Or email us at practicallysuperheroes@gmail.com.
I think we've also still got a Facebook page.
Yeah, we have. Yeah.
Like us on Facebook.
Like us on Facebook. Tell us on Facebook.
We're updating all the time.
Yeah. We will be now. We're back.
Yeah.
Yes.
So.
And we'll put up our picture of our teacups.
Teacup selfie.
Yeah. Teacup selfie.
Tea selfie.
Hashtag tea selfie.
What was that? Hashtag abuser, was it?
Yeah.
No, yeah.
That's
yeah.
you.
That's me.
I was just doing some hashtag abusing.
I was dictimized or dictimatized.
Yeah, let us know if any of your friends are dictamized and we'll name and shame.
It is actually dickmatized, but I want to say dictamized. I don't know why.
That's something else. We'll have to make up a definition for dictamized.
It sounds brutal.
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
Anyway, so let's call it a day
yeah.
for this year episode. We'll see you next year.
Yeah.
No, we'll be back soon.
Yeah.
So did we have a sign off?
I think we had. Oh. We did, yeah.
We're not just superheroes.
We're practically superheroes. I'm Abby Norman.
I'm Steve Bradley.